I'm Agnes Baker Pilgrim, a registered elder of the Confederate Tribes of Siletz Indians, and the granddaughter of Chief George Harney, the first elected chief of the Siletz Nation. I live in Grants Pass, Oregon. I came from a family of 9 children. I was the 3rd from the last child, born September 11, 1924, near headwaters of the Siletz River at Logsdon, Oregon. All my siblings and parents are all gone, and it just leaves me now of my family. I'm alumni of Southern Oregon University and a lifetime member of the Omicron Delta Kappa. I have a B.A. in psychology and a minor in Native American studies, a culture instructor to my tribe, ambassador for my Mother Earth, being a voice for the voiceless, trying to prevent spiritual blindness. On May 27, 2000, I was chosen by my tribe as a living legend and was honored along with other elders throughout the Northwest. I'm an elder mentor of Conaway Nicotillicum Academy for Native American youth who live on campus at Southern Oregon University each year at the end of July. October 19, 2002, I was a recipient of the Distinguished Alumni Award of the years 2002-2003, also was selected for an Imagine Award by Mediator Works, a Community Dispute Resolution Center of Medford, Oregon, on March 9, 2003. October 11, 2004, at Phoenicia, New York, 13 international indigenous grandmothers formed an alliance, the first time in history. We gathered from the 4 directions in the land of the people of the Iroquois Confederacy, the Amazon rainforest, the Arctic Circle of North America, the great forest of the Amazon Northwest, the vast plains of North America, the highlands of Central America, the Black Hills of South Dakota, the mountains of Oaxaca, the desert of the American Southwest, and the mountains of Tibet and the rainforests of Central Africa. We join with all those who honor the Creator and to all who work and pray for our children, for world peace, and for the healing of our Mother Earth. I've been traveling the world, and I am very concerned about our water. Water is a very precious thing. It is, we as Native people call it Mother Earth's blood. And I never in my life did I think I'd grow to this age and have to buy bottled water. To me, it's frightening. I always tell people, if you would jump in the bathtub and let me throw garbage in with you, you wouldn't like that. So I pray that this message will go to all people to be able to teach their children and their children's children not to make a garbage dump out of rivers and streams. We need to start cleaning it up. And for those swimmers in the water, they have a right to live just the same as anything else. Without the animal kingdom, we are gone. So we need to be the caretakers of our Mother Earth and to try to preserve the beautiful path that the Creator gave us to walk upon her. She sustains her life, and we need to reciprocate by doing a better thing and keeping the beauty that we have here today so that our 7 generations ahead can be able to have what we have here now. We need to work diligently. As I say, I will continue to keep on keeping on till my heart is on the ground to try to get people to hear and to try to do a better thing with our Earth Mother, for she sustains our lives. We need to be able to do all things. We need to be able to walk our path and be able to understand that this was a gift of our Creator to put us on this earth and to breathe into us each breath. We need to give thanks for our lives. We need to watch out for our animal kingdom that was created before us, two-leggeds. And we need to take care of them and be the voice for the voiceless, for they don't have a voice as well as a green upon our Mother Earth. We need to be that voice. We need to stop and try to stop spiritual blindness, or because our sacred grounds are being destroyed all over the continent because we don't have a steeple in a building called a church, they don't think these are spiritual places. We need to stop the spiritual blindness and to stand up and be that voice and to try to preserve the things that the Mother Earth has left here for us and to walk a better path. I pray that those people out there will hear this message and to be able to try to do a better way for our water, for our air, and try to bring back the cool burnings to our earth so that we won't have such awful hot fires anymore to clean off on the, off on the ground floor, and to put people hands-on back doing these kind of things. It would be a far better thing for us if we could band together and be able to preserve the beauty that we have here today. Down here in Southern Oregon, we have some plant life that grows nowhere else in the world, and it needs to be preserved. We've already lost so much plant life that it's frightening. We need to try to preserve our seeds for the future generations ahead. So I want to thank all those that have just these words to be able to understand we're all caretakers. We all need to join together for peace and to support and encourage one another if we want to be able to stop and think about our women, our grandmothers. They are the natural nurturers of this earth, and I'm very proud to be the chairman of the 13 Indigenous Grandmothers as we journey the world, trying to preserve what we have here today and being that voice. And I feel very honored to be able to be with the 13 grandmothers from around the world, to be able to get our heads of this country, to be able to tell nations all over that we have to gather, we have a right to gather the sacred medicines and end the violence against women and children. They have an opportunity to meet the Dalai Lama in October, but we don't have the funds. We want to be able to go to the Pope to be able to get the Pope at 1493. The Alexander the Sixth was the one that started what happened to our people here and all of the abuses, and many of them were killed off of our tribes, and those tribes no longer exist. So I'd like to be able to state that we need to stand together and ask and go to the Pope and this new Pope and see if we cannot have him to revoke what happened back there. Although he was not a part of that, perhaps he would have heart enough to be able to revoke what was done in 1493 that came across the waters to destroy our people here because they weren't a religious people. They claimed that they were heathens and pagans and all these things. And that they weren't a Christian is what they meant, so that was our right to kill them off and take the land. And that's what started all of this atrocities upon our own people here, First Nation people of the United States. And I pray that we get the funds to be able to take this message to the Pope and also to go to other countries to ask them to be able to pray for peace and to join us in that way. But I know that we as grandmothers have the wisdom and the knowledge to be able to be more firm and to be able to make a voice throughout the countries for them to join us to preserve what we have, this beautiful earth, and to do a better thing with our water. For without the water, all things die. And we need to keep the green so that we can have the fresh air that we so badly need. And I want to thank you for asking me to speak.